You can't wash dishes, open tin cans, or bite your nails. You have to wear special gloves 24 hours a day. The life of a hand model is not always as silky smooth as the creams their hands often have to absorb fast, 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 with no greasy mess. Now, for a brief stint, two of those hands belong to Bruce Feiler, a journalist who descended into the world of hand modeling. Mr. Feiler joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you, Scott.
And you did food hand modeling, yes?
Well, yes. There's, in fact, quite a difference between hand modeling on television and hand modeling for print. In television, the hands are moving so quickly, the quality of your moons, the sort of finger-to-palm ratio, all those things that matter when you're doing print, they don't matter in television.
It's not just appearance of hands, which I'm sure yours are conventionally lovely, but their dexterity in food hand modeling, isn't it?
Well, it literally is how you move them, how you take, say, the pizza cutter and cut the pizza, how you hold the spoon. That really is ultimately what matters.
There are celebrities who do food commercials and hands stand in for their hands?
Yes, because it's actually quite a long and tedious process of getting the food ready for the commercials. And I interviewed this guy who had been the stand-in for Derek Jeter, and he told me that he had nearly been the stand-in for Michael Jackson. And I said, well, what was wrong? And he said, well, Michael Jackson was supposed to be holding up a soda can, but in the end, the advertiser decided that the hand model's hands were deemed to be too dark.
Wow. What are some of the things that you observed in hand modeling, ways in which the food might be cosmeticized, if that's quite a phrase?
Well, you basically got two problems when you're doing food commercials. Number one is that the camera doesn't particularly scale to the food, so the camera has to get very, very close. The other big problem is the lights. The food has to be able to withstand the pressure of the lights. So, say, bell peppers, they cover them with Vaseline and then spritz them with water so it looks like they just were picked off of the morning vine. But with cheese, say, you've got the opposite problem because cheese will actually begin to perspire underneath the lights. So in the case of cheese, what they have to do is spread it with baby powder so it doesn't begin to sweat. But one of the most challenging things is actually making the steam. Photographers talk about shooting steam the way mountain climbers talk about climbing Everest. They told me that in an odd way, that the most effective way to get, say, steam in a baked potato is to take a condensed tampon and fill it with water and stick the tampon underneath the potato, and the combination of the heat of the potato and the water in the tampon will make beautiful steam. There's a tip for your next dinner party.
Well, nice talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Bruce Feiler is an author and journalist who describes his experience as a hand model in the food industry in this month's issue of Gourmet Magazine.